My name is Dr. Kristen Hicks-Roof. I'm the Senior Director of Human Nutrition at the National Pork Board.
Caitlin Fessler, Communications Specialist, PA Pork.
Amber Portner, a producer representative of the Human Nutrition Task Force for National Pork.
Give us a sense of what you are highlighting this week at World Pork Expo.
Yeah, this week we're really excited to talk about human nutrition and how that's the underpinning to everything we do, whether it's the new dietary guidelines that I'll have a Pork Academy session, or Taste What Pork Can Do campaign, and how balance and nutrition are a core feature as to why people are choosing pork.
As far as the momentum that pork has from a nutrition perspective, what are we seeing here in the last couple of years?
It's uphill, I'll tell you that. I mean, we have a battle, but we also have such an opportunity. People are looking for protein, and pork fits in this high-quality protein space. Plus, it's nutrient-dense, so you get a lot of nutritional value out of consuming pork. So we're using Taste What Pork Can Do to really target the, you know, Gen Zs and millennials, and showing how pork can fit into their diets to add balance and nutrition and flavor. But then we also, on the flip side of the coin, you think about the new 2025 dietary guidelines and how there's increased protein requirements. That's all based in science, which is what we invest in. And then we show on the science side of, let's talk about how pork contributes to human health on a protein level, but beyond protein. So whether that's infant feeding, growth and development, or that's older adulthood and cognition and aging. And so we're really excited to just tell this wonderful story of pork and get pork on more plates more often.
Caitlin, what does this messaging look like in a state like Pennsylvania?
Yeah, so we've had the opportunity to do a lot of consumer messaging. One of our favorite things that we've been able to do is work directly with retail dietitians. So we did an event with retail dietitians from 5 different retailers, and they were able to then take that information that they learned and then continue to distribute it to all of the consumers that are coming into their specific retail chains. And we've seen such great success out of it. One of the dietitians actually reached back out to us and said that she recognized a blind spot in the messaging that she was giving to her consumers, because she realized that she didn't realize how to use all of the proteins in her meat case. So she was able to then work with pork at our event, and then now is able to continue to educate her consumers on pork and direct them to it in their stores.
Amber, you mentioned that you're on a nutrition committee. What is the work involving these days?
Yeah, so these days I would say our committee, which is made up of course, producer representatives such as myself. We also have, you know, the experts around the table, which include nutritionists, dietitians, and many others. So it's a really fun venture for us all, but the goal is really to identify and figure out, you know, research that makes sense to help us, you know, drive pork sales and ultimately getting pork on people's plate, and using our, I guess, national pork and producer dollars wisely to do so.
Any recent research highlights you'd want to share?
Well, we were just talking about one. I mean, Kristen can speak more specifically to it, but I think, you know, a big space right now, you know, I'm, aside from the producer side of things and this committee, I'm a fitness and well-being junkie. So the whole space of creatine is pretty huge right now. And as Kristen and I have talked just recently, as minutes ago, is, you know, there's a lot of anticipation for where that heads in the coming 10 to 20 years even. So with that, there's some funding of research and some things we've done specifically as a committee, but also is getting additional support from others without us, more organic, if you will.
Kristen, would you add to that or anything else going on that you think is important to share?
Yeah, so pork is a source of natural creatine. And so a lot of times, whether it's creatine or other nutrients, people are going to other foods or supplements when we're saying, hey, you can get that all in delicious pork. And so that's a lot of the guidance that we work with producers, but we also work with nutrition scientists to really make sound investments and then being able to trickle that down to consumers. So I think that's an area in the future, just like we're really interested in some of the research on military and tactical performance, where our research in the past has shown that when consuming pork, you recover faster, less inflammation, and it tastes better. And so that type of work goes to help when we go and talk with health professionals and policymakers and food service operators.
You talked about the future. Anything else from a what's next perspective?
Yeah, I think we're going to continue to explore with the health professionals because we see that as very successful, whether it's a retail dietitian or it's a lot of what we're going to be working on in the next year to two is in the K-12 and school nutrition space. So working with school nutrition directors and dietitians and procurement operators to get more pork on more menus. And the way that we do that is we take science-based information in tangible ways, fun recipes, creative ways of how kids will enjoy the meals and eat it more often to help reducing waste. So I think that's going to be a really big opportunity for pork. As the new dietary guidelines do recommend increased protein, you're going to start to see that trickle down into the K-12 space.
Caitlin, anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, so to continue to build off what Dr. HR said, Pennsylvania has been really fortunate. We received a state grant from the National Pork Board that we are going to do a School Food Rocks program next week so that way we can continue to serve pork into those student populations and continue to educate those school nutrition professionals about the importance of pork and just continue to equip them as they move forward and add more pork to more plates more often.
Amber, any final words from you?
I would just say this space is super exciting. Again, just given the dynamics of what I really enjoy in life, both on the producer side of things, but also health and well-being and a new time mom. I think only roads lead up with this work, and super excited that National Pork has invested in experts like Dr. HR, as well as, you know, things like our Human Nutrition Committee, who really bring together a strong, robust group of people to drive this forward.
Dr. HR, that's a pretty sweet nickname.
It is. I'm not going to lie. I do love it. Yeah, for us, it's really how can we take this science and condense it down and to support all of our partners. So we build resources. We have webinars for health professionals, for states, all the way down to the people who invest in us, which are the producers. We want them to be champions of the work that they do. They work day in and day out to produce a high-quality protein that now we can talk more and more about the nutritional benefits for their families and every other family here in the U.S. So it's just a really fun space to be at the National Pork Board, and we work a lot with our partners to be a hub of information so that way they can go out and do everything they want to do with it.
Where would you point our listeners who would like to learn more about what we've been talking about?
Yeah, so on pork.org, we have our Pork and Partners community, which is our health professional community, but you can also learn a lot of nutrition information on there. For all of our state partners, we have a whole resource hub for them. So if you're a producer and you want to connect with your state to say, what do we know about pork? They'll be able to tap into those resources and share them directly with you. They're free. They can use unlimited, no rights against it. And so it's a great way to get connected with your state pork association, but then also we'll have that connection with us at National.